ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायामुधीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। హరే కృష్ణ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 47 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్ ది సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ ది బీ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 41 అండ్ 42. కథం ప్రతి విశేషజ్ఞ ప్రియశ్చ పురయోషితాం నానుబద్ధేత తద్వాక్యే विब्रह्मेश्चानुबाजितः। कथं रति विशेषज्ञ प्रियश्च पुरयोषिताम् नानुबध्येत तद्वाक्ये विब्रह्मेश्चानुबाजितः। कथं रति विशेषज्ञ ప్రియశ్చ పురయోషితాం నానుబద్ధేత తద్వాక్యే విభ్రమేశ్చానుభాజితః। కథం హౌ రతి of conjugal affairs, vishesha, in all the specific aspects, gyaha, the expert, priyaha, the darling, cha, and Purayoshitam of the city women. Na anubadyeta will not become bound. Tat by their vakhe words, vibrame bewildering gestures, cha and anubhajitaha constantly worship. Translation: Sri Krishna is expert in all kinds of conjugal affairs and is the darling of the city women. How can he not become entangled now that he is constantly adored by their enchanting words and gestures? Purport by the disciples of Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to Sridhar Swami, each of these verses is spoken by a different gopi. Text 42. Apismaranti na sado Govinda prastute kvachit goshti madhye purastrinam gramya sveira katantare. Translation: O saintly one, does Govinda ever remember us during his conversations with the city women? Does he ever mention us village girls as he freely talks with them? Purport: The gopis were so completely in love with Krishna without selfish motive that even in their great disappointment they never considered giving their love to another. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur interprets their feelings as follows. The gopis might say, surely Krishna has abandoned us because we deserve to be abandoned. Indeed, we are the most insignificant women in the world and have been rejected after having been enjoyed. Still, do we sometimes enter into his memory on account of some good quality of ours, or even because of something we did wrong? Krishna must speak very freely with the city women. He and they must sing, joke, make riddles and talk about so many things. Does Krishna ever say, my dear city women, your sophisticated singing and speech is unknown to the gopis in my home village? They couldn't understand these things. Does he ever speak about us even in that way? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yatkripa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarini Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today is a very auspicious day of the disappearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So we'll briefly discuss the glories of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami and then we will continue with the purport. We'll discuss on the purport later. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan are our role models. We aspire to follow their footsteps. Just like those who are interested in, becoming a cricket player or a Bollywood actor, they have their heroes' photos put on their walls. They read about them. They hear about them. Similarly, sadhaka aspires to follow the footsteps of six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Therefore, whenever an opportunity arises, devotees come together and discuss the glories of these wonderful devotees, followers of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that we can also develop attraction for Krishna and service to Krishna. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is one of the six Goswamis who were direct followers of Lord Chaitanya and direct disciples and descendants of Lord Chaitanya in parampara. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was born in Belugundi, which is a place in South India. And he was staying with his parents at Srirangam, which is the headquarters of the Sri Sampradaya, followers of Sri Pada Ramanujacharya. So Venkata Bhatta was a Brahman Vaishnav in the Sri Sampradaya. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India after his sannyas in 1510-11 during that time, Gopala Bhatta was staying with his parents at Srirangam. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was born in the year 1503. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to South India, came to Srirangam, Gopal Bhatta was around 7 to 8 years old. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing ecstatic sankirtan at Srirangam temple, congregational chanting. And Venkata Bhatta was very attracted to Lord Chaitanya, seeing his wonderful features, his chanting, his devotion. So Venkata Bhatta approached Lord Chaitanya, surrendered to him, and requested him that since now the Chaturmas is about to begin, and during Chaturmas the sannyasis would stay in one place. So he requested Lord Chaitanya that please stay in my house, please give us an opportunity to serve you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acceded to the request, he agreed. And Lord Chaitanya arrived at Venkata Bhatta's house. Venkata Bhatta had two other brothers, Tirumala Bhatta and Prabodhanand Saraswati. So these three brothers, along with their wives and Gopal Bhatta, who was a young boy, they were very jubilant, and great joy they received Lord Chaitanya in their house. And Venkata Bhatta he bathed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and distributed the Charanamrit. And young boy Gopal Bhatta, when he drank the Charanamrit, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love for the Lord. Tears started coming from his eyes and he became very, very ecstatic. So he had spontaneous devotion and attraction for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. And then every day Gopal Bhatta would assist his parents in their service to Lord Chaitanya. And whenever they would have conversations, whenever they would be talking, Gopal Bhatta would be hearing all their talks and seeing the resplendent golden form of Lord Chaitanya, seeing his wonderful qualities, Gopal Bhatta's heart was captivated. He was completely intoxicated with love for the Lord. And the parents of Gopal Bhatta were very happy to see that he is getting attached to Lord Chaitanya. This is actually the joy of parents in the Vedic culture, to see that their children are getting attached to devotees, to sadhus. Of course, nowadays parents become happy when the children get good grades or good job. That is okay, but the actual happiness is when children become attached to devotees. Even Rup Sanatan, you know, when they were, this is very interesting, Rup Sanatan Goswamis were so talented, so brilliant, that Nawab Hussain Shah, he was trying to control the Hindu population. So somebody suggested to him that if you really want to control the Hindus, you should have Santosh and Amar, that was their names at that time. You should have them in your ministry. They are very talented, they are very excellent, they are brilliant. So when Nawab Hussain Shah proposed to them, they refused. And Nawab Hussain Shah threatened that he will persecute the Hindus. So Rup and Sanatan agreed. So when Rup Sanatan agreed, so Nawab Hussain Shah was very happy with their competence and their ability, but Rup Sanatan Goswami's parents are very sad that their children are working for a Yavana king who is a cow killer. They were not very happy. Any other parents would be happy that their sons have become finance minister and prime minister. But, you know, because they are devotees, they wanted their children to, both their sons to be attached to Lord Chaitanya. In fact, it was Rup Sanatan's mother who suggested to Rup Sanatan that you should write a letter to Lord Chaitanya and ask him what to do. So this is the joy of devotees. I remember some years ago I had gone to Udupi. So there is a Brahmin colony there, and there was a big celebration, big pandal program, and big celebration was going on in that colony. So I inquired what is happening. So I came to know that one of the leading Brahmanas there, his son was working in Gulf countries, has been promoted as some right-hand man, as a secretary to the king of one of the countries. So they had a great celebration. So I was thinking, I was remembering Rup Sanatan Goswami's parents. They were also from Brahmin, Saraswat, Gauda Saraswat Brahmin family. They were sad, they were lamenting. And then they were happy when they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. Also, you see that attachment of Gopal Bhatta to Lord Chaitanya. This is the same way when Raghunath Das Goswami got attached to Haridas Thakur when he was a young boy. You know, Balaram Acharya would take him to hear Krishna Katha from Haridas Thakur. So that's how Gopal Bhatta, as a young boy, was totally attached to being with Lord Chaitanya. And because he developed love for the Lord, day and night he would cry in love. This lamentation was transcendental. He would cry like, he would be thinking, oh, Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. And he is actually Krishna. But why did he have to take sannyas? Sannyas is so austere. And I am so unfortunate that I could not see Lord's pastimes in Navadvip when he was a grihastha. He had long, beautiful, cascading hair, and he had beautiful ornaments on his body. He would be dancing with his associate. I couldn't see Lord Chaitanya's Navadvip pastimes. I am so unfortunate. And like this, he would cry incessantly alone. This was the attachment he had for the Lord. So one day when he was alone like that, crying, feeling intense separation from Lord's Navadvip pastimes, that time he fell unconscious in ecstasy and he had an amazing vision. This is explained in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Sarkar. That in this vision, Gopal Bhatta saw that the Panchatattva are dancing and chanting madly in love for Lord in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya is dancing, Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, they are all there. And ecstatic chanting, dancing is going on. And in the middle of the kirtan, Gopal Bhatta is also there in that kirtan. He saw himself also. And he saw Advaita Acharya and Nityanand Prabhu, they came close to Gopal Bhatta and they were speaking something in his ear. And that's when Gopal Bhatta woke up from that dream, from that vision. And he became so overwhelmed, he ran outside the room. He ran to the place where Lord Chaitanya was sitting. And he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So when he fell down and he started crying and he looked up, and lo and behold, Lord Chaitanya was sitting and smiling. Suddenly in front of Gopal Bhatta, Lord Chaitanya assumed his beautiful, original, threefold bending form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna. With the complexion of a dark monsoon cloud, with a peacock feather on his head, with a flute on his lips. So Gopal Bhatta got this beautiful vision of Lord Chaitanya as Lord Krishna. And again he became so overwhelmed with love, and again he paid obeisances, he fell. And when he again got up and saw Lord Chaitanya was now Lord Krishna, he transformed into Lord Chaitanya of Navadvip Leela. That is, he saw Lord Chaitanya in beautiful yellow garments, with beautiful flowing hair, with beautiful ornaments on his body. So he got this amazing, beautiful vision of Lord Chaitanya. And then again he paid obeisances, and when he got up he saw Lord Chaitanya was in his sannyas form as he had come to South India. So seeing this beautiful darshan, getting this beautiful darshan, Gopal Bhatta became emotional, transcendently emotional with love, and he started crying. And Lord Chaitanya picked up Gopal Bhatta, put him on his lap, and Gopal Bhatta soaked the Lord with his tears of affection. And Lord Chaitanya also cried in great joy. And Lord Chaitanya embraced little Gopal Bhatta and instructed him. He said, Gopal Bhatta, you should go to Vrindavan. There, Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they will be your brothers. You associate with them. And help them, assist them in excavating the holy places, writing the different literatures, extolling pure devotional service. But now, for the present, you stay here. and serve your parents. When your parents are old and when they depart from this world and they give their blessings to you, then you go and join Rup Sanatan in Vrindavan. So Gopal Bhatta accepted this instruction as his life and soul. So that was the interaction of Lord Chaitanya with Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And during that period, Gopal Bhatta would see amazing conversations between Lord Chaitanya and his parents, and his father and his uncle. On one occasion, Lord Chaitanya, he would joke with Venkat Bhatta also many times. One day he told Venkat Bhatta that, Venkat Bhatta, you are worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. In Sri Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan. So Lord Chaitanya said, you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. I want to ask you this question. Why Lakshmi ji, she left the association of Lord Narayan and went to the forest of Vrindavan to associate with Krishna? So Venkata Bhatta said, my dear Lord, there is no contradiction here, because Krishna and Vishnu are non-different. They are same. The rasa is different. So Lakshmiji is completely chaste, even if she goes to associate with Lord Krishna. There is no difference. Then Lord Chaitanya said, all right, but then why is it that although Lakshmiji went to Vrindavan and she even performed austerities at Srivan, but still she was not allowed to take part in the Rasalila of Krishna? Why? Can you answer this question? Sir Venkata Bhatta said, my dear Lord, I am an ordinary person, but you are the Supreme Lord. You are Krishna, non-different from Krishna. Only you can answer this question. So you please answer this question. I don't know the answer. But then Lord Chaitanya said, how Krishna and Vishnu are non-different, but Vrindavan is a place where Krishna assumes unparalleled madhurya, sweetness, which is devoid of aishwarya, opulences. And Lakshmiji, she, although she is completely chaste to the Supreme Lord, she is having the conception of Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas in Vrindavan, the Brajavasis who love Krishna, their knowledge is devoid of Krishna's position as Supreme Lord. They are not thinking of Krishna as Supreme Lord. They simply love Krishna. It is Jnana Avrata Bhakti, Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Whereas Lakshmiji is completely aware that Krishna, Vishnu is Supreme Lord. So you cannot participate in Krishna's most intimate pastimes when this knowledge is predominant. Therefore Lakshmiji could not participate, because she could not give up this conception of being the Lord's servant in the sense of worshipping the Lord as the Supreme Lord. That conception she could not give up. Whereas the gopis and the Brajavasis are spontaneously attracted to Krishna as their own friend, lover. Therefore they could, in fact the Upanishads personified could give up this conception. And they could get the mercy of the gopis and they could participate in Rasalila. So like this Lord Chaitanya explained to Venkata Bhatta. So this is Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. Lord Chaitanya compared and explained this transcendental comparison to Venkata Bhatta. Same thing Uddhava also realized. Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati. In the previous chapter we discussed how when Uddhava comes to Vrindavan, he is shocked to see the love of the Brijvasis. And repeatedly he tries to convince Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the gopis how Krishna is God. And Nanda Maharaj at one point of time, Uddhava tells Nanda Maharaj that, Nanda Baba, you know Krishna, he defeated Jarasandha 17 times. Who had come with such a huge army, and Krishna single-handedly defeated all of them. So Uddhava's motivation is, when he explains this, Nanda Maharaj will be convinced, wow, Krishna is so powerful. Krishna is God. But it backfires. When Uddhava explains this, that Krishna defeated Jarasandha 17 times single-handedly, Nanda Maharaj becomes anxious. He says, oh, so much anxiety Krishna had to take. It is not good for his health. So Uddhava is wondering, what is Nanda Maharaj thinking? You know, he is not able to convince Nanda Maharaj that Krishna is God. Then again he tells him, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is actually God. He is Narayan. So Nanda Maharaj says, Uddhava, I thought you were intelligent, but you are a fool. How can Krishna be God? God means, he gives list of, Nanda Maharaj gives logical reasons why Krishna cannot be God. He says Krishna is aptakam, fully satisfied, or God, Narayan is fully satisfied, but Krishna always wants butter. And like that, you know, he gives different logical arguments. How Lord is Narayan, he gives shelter for all living entities, but Krishna, we are giving him shelter. So like that, he gives many reasons. So Nanda Maharaj finally, he says, this love is beyond my understanding. Then he gets a nice realization. Uddhava gets a nice realization. He says that if you want to see the sun, darkness has to go away. Or he says, but if you want to see pole star, then sunlight has to go away. Then there has to be darkness. So then Uddhav gets a realization that darkness is compared to ignorance. And light, when there is knowledge, when there is light, then all ignorance goes away. That is what he understood. But now he starts thinking, but to experience what Brajavasis are experiencing, which is like a pole star, to see the pole star, there has to be darkness. Sun has not to be there. Similarly, to experience what Brajavasis are experiencing, my knowledge has to be covered completely. So he realizes Brajavasis are on a completely different platform. You know, one devotee was saying that Uddhava entered Vrindavan wearing the hat of Aishwarya, knowledge of Krishna supremacy, big hat, and seeing the Brajavasi's love, which was so high, he kept looking up, up, up. It's so high that his hat fell off. That means he understood that he cannot figure out Krishna. Krishna is completely beyond. That's why Uddhava aspires to be a Gulmalatha. A creeper on the outskirts of Vrindavan so that the gopis could trample upon him and he could get the dust from their lotus feet. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Venkata, but that the level of the love of the Brajavasis is the highest, and Venkata Bhatta understands and then he accepts Lord Chaitanya's teachings. So although he was from the Sri Sampradaya, he accepts Lord Chaitanya's mood of devotional service in the mood of Brajavasis. And he becomes Vaishnava in this line. So this is Srila Prabhupada's amazing contribution, that he has given us the highest love for Vrindavan. What Uddhava is aspiring to be on the outskirts of Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada has given us Braja Bhakti. Like once our Deen Bandhu Prabhu was saying, that Bhakta Vishal Prabhu, who was Srila Prabhupada's very dear disciple, he was in Vrindavan. And when Srila Prabhupada would be walking, doing parikrama of Krishna Balaram temple, he would come. Now, where you see Prabhupada Samadhi now, that place was open area that time. So Prabhupada would end his parikrama there. He would do parikrama of the temple and end there. So when he came there, Vishal Prabhu would be standing and he would be shouting. When he would see Prabhupada, he would shout, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vrindavan dham ki jai. And then Prabhupada would look at him, smile, and then continue doing parikrama. After the second parikrama, Prabhupada would come back. Again, Vishal Prabhu would say, Vrindavan dham ki jai. And Prabhupada would again smile. Like this, three times parikrama, three times Vishal Prabhu said that. So third time Prabhupada looked at him. He said, oh, when again Vishal Prabhu said, Vrindavan dham ki jai, Prabhupada looked at him, raised his cane and looked at him. And then with his finger, he said, pointing his finger to Vishal Prabhu, he said, so you love Vrindavan dham? You like Vrindavan? He said, yes, Prabhupada, Vrindavan dham ki jai. And Prabhupada said, you love Vrindavan? Take it. Vrindavan is yours. Take it. So Deenbandhu Prabhu was witnessing this pastime. He says, that Vrindavan which is inaccessible to Lakshmiji, Brahmaji, Uddhav, Srila Prabhupada, because he is following the line of Lord Chaitanya in Parampara, he could, by the flick of his finger, give Vrindavan to devotees. So this is Vrindavan Bhakti. Love for Krishna. So this is what Venkata Bhatta learned from Lord Chaitanya. And Gopala Bhatta was seeing all this. And then in the 4 month of Chaturmas season got over, Lord Chaitanya continued his travels. And there was a very tearful farewell to Lord Chaitanya. They were all crying. Now we'll miss going to the Kaveri to take bath with Lord Chaitanya. Now whom will we joke with? Whom will we associate with? Like this, they were crying in separation from Lord Chaitanya. And Gopal Bhatta was witness to all these pastimes. And after Lord Chaitanya departed, Gopal Bhatta learnt all the scriptures from his uncle Prabhudanand Saraswati. He became the best in all the grammar, rhetoric, all the Vedanta sutras. He became a great scholar. And he also served his parents very nicely. And when his parents were old and just before departing from this world, they gave blessings to Gopal Bhatta. They told him that we bless you. Please go and assist Lord Chaitanya. He has asked you to come to Vrindavan. So like this, receiving the blessings of his parents, Gopal Bhatta comes to Vrindavan. He takes shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and he becomes one of their brothers and he assists them. In fact, in all the Sandarbhas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami assisted Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami acknowledges that also in the introduction. And also, Lord Chaitanya meanwhile in Jagannath Puri was very anxious to know. You know, I had many years ago told Gopal Bhatta to join Rupa and Sanatan. Has he joined? So just, he was at Gadadhar Pandit's place at Tota Gopinath temple when he receives a letter from Rupa and Sanatan saying that Gopal Bhatta has joined them in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya becomes very happy. He gives a gift of his own loincloth, his Mahaprasad, and one wooden asan which Lord Chaitanya used to sit in while worshipping deities. So these gifts were sent to Gopal Bhatta in Vrindavan and Gopal Bhatta was so happy, jubilant, he received them as non-different from the Lord, the Diya, Lord's own paraphernalia. And even today when you go to Radharaman temple, these gifts which Lord Chaitanya gave, they are kept in the Radharaman temple and they are still worshipped by the followers and descendants of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So like this, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was one of the most fortunate recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He assisted the Goswamis and then he was assisting the Goswamis in Vrindavan and he went to Gandaki river in Nepal and he got beautiful Damodar Shila, Shaligram Shila from there. And when he was going at Haridwar, he met one Brahman. This Brahman was very attracted to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's devotional service. And he served Gopal Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta became so pleased with his sincerity. And this Brahman family did not have an issue, did not have a child for many years. So Gopal Bhatta blessed this Brahman saying that you are such a nice devotee. I pray and I bless that may you be blessed with a nice child. So immediately this Brahman said, he had tears in his eyes. In gratitude he told Gopal Bhatta Goswami that, you know, you have given us so much love for the Lord in our heart. I promise today that if I am blessed with the son, that son I will donate to you. Let him assist you. Let him serve you. So like this, Gopal Bhatta spent some time with that family in Haridwar, then went to Nepal, bought the Damodar Shila, and in Vrindavan he was worshipping 12 Shaligram Shilas, one of them was the Damodar Shila. And in his heart, he would have a desire, because he saw that Rupa Goswami was worshipping Radha Govindji, Sanatan Goswami was worshipping Radha Madan Mohan, Madhu Pandit Goswami was worshipping Radha Gopinath, all the Goswamis had their deities. Whereas Gopal Bhatta Goswami had this 12 Shaligram Shilas which he would nicely place them on his neck sometimes, carry them, and then he would keep them in a place, worship them. He was very attached, but then, and he would pray that, my dear Lord, I would like to serve you in your threefold bending form as Krishna, so that you can reciprocate with my offering, and I want to see you accept this offering. Because, you know, the threefold bending form of Krishna is very special. So he had this desire in his heart to worship the Lord like that. So this was Narsingh Chaturdashi day when he was offering like this prayer that, my dear Lord, you appeared from a pillar to protect Prahlad. So if you so desire, you can manifest even in my Shaligram Shila in your threefold bending form so that I can serve you nicely. So he prayed like this. So then he went to take bath in the Yamuna, and when he came back the day after Narsingh Chaturdashi morning, lo and behold, what did he see? He saw his beautiful Damodar Shila had manifested as Radha Raman. Shri Radha Raman Bhagwan ki jai. So Radha Raman is one of the most beautiful deities in Vrindavan. It's not very tall, but exquisitely beautiful. In fact, even today the pujaris explain that behind Radha Raman, on the Radha Raman's back, that Damodar Shila, that Shaligram is still there. That from where the deity manifested, that spot is still there. So you can see on the back of Radharaman that Damodar Shila's mark, and that it's very clear that the deity has come from this, as spontaneously grown from the Damodar Shaligram Shila. And when the Goswamis saw the deity, they all spontaneously declared that this is the most beautiful deity. There was a great celebration in Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami named the deity as Radha Raman, because this temple is a Niduvan. This is the place where Radha Krishna gives lot of pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So Radha Raman means one who gives great pleasure to Srimati Radharani. And the Goswamis exclaim, in Vrindavan it is said that Radha Madan Mohan's lotus feet exactly resembles Krishna's lotus. And Radha Govindji's hand and chest is Krishna's. That's how Krishna's chest and hands are. And Radha Gopinathji's face, lotus face, is the same as Krishna's. And when all the Goswamis saw Radha Raman, they said Radha Ramanji's lotus feet is exactly like Radha Madan Mohan's lotus feet. Radha Raman's chest is like Radha Govindji's chest. And Radha Raman's face is like Radha Gopinath's face. So Radha Ramanji also did not leave Vrindavan like the other deities. When the Muslims, the invaders attacked in the 16th century, that time Radha Ramanji did not have to leave Vrindavan, because the deities were small, so they could keep the deity safely. So therefore the original deity is still there in Vrindavan. Like this, many wonderful pastimes happened. And also Gopal Bhatta Goswami, you know, one day he became very remorseful. He started crying very intensely that, you know, my parents ordered me to serve Lord Chaitanya, but I am worshipping Krishna. I hope I am not... He was fearing that he is not following his parents' orders. I should be worshipping Lord Chaitanya. So he was crying. See, in the spiritual level, at the level of pure devotees level, this lamentation is also love only. Just like love in this material world as a perverted reflection as lust, similarly the lamentation of the Goswamis also has perverted reflection in this world as, you know, guilt and depression. So when we see the pure devotees lamenting, we should know that it is not like our lamentation, which is generally filled with the self. When we are crying, we are the center. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I am full of lust, I am fallen, his devotional service is not impeded. In fact, he is serving more and more. He is more and more joyful. He is feeling loved by Krishna even when he is lamenting. When we are lamenting, we are full of ourselves. So we don't feel loved by Krishna. So therefore, we cannot imitate the Goswamis in their crying. So in that mood of love, feeling great love for the Lord, Gopal Bhatta was crying that I am not serving Lord Chaitanya, I am not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. And Radha Ramanji, out of great mercy, in front of Gopal Bhatta manifested as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he got the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he was convinced that Radha Ramanji is not different from Lord Chaitanya. And then also, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's amazing quality, he refused to take any credit, any glory. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was approaching different Vaishnavas for blessings, for writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, I'll give you full blessings from my heart, but you should not mention my name in the book. I don't want any, you know, glorification, any appreciation. So on that condition, so Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very briefly mentions Gopal Bhatta Goswami's name in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later on, his disciple, Srinivas Acharya's disciple, his grand disciple, Narari Sarkar, he wrote Bhakti Ratnakar, and there he explains about Gopal Bhatta Goswami's pastimes. So this is an amazing quality, not wanting any glory, any name, fame. So on this most auspicious day, we can meditate on the pastimes of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and the mood of his Goswamis of Vrindavan, of considering themselves very fallen and at the same time feeling immensely loved by Krishna. This is amazing. You know, many times we see that, not many times, sometimes we see that devotees, they are confused that, you know, if I cry, if I condemn myself, if I'm humble, then if I criticize myself, people outside will say that I am in depression. And this is inferiority complex. No, we can learn from the Goswamis how they were ecstatic, they were joyful, while not wanting any respect for themselves. How can we make that, how can we grow like that? How can we come to a stage of, you know, being able to feel fallen and at the same time be joyful in Krishna consciousness? That can happen if we make gratitude and appreciation of the Lord as the center of our life. Generally, our humility is propelled by self-consciousness. We are highly conscious of ourselves when we condemn ourselves. But if we instead practice gratitude and appreciation of the Lord for all the gifts that we are getting, then naturally humility will come. Constantly if you are thanking Krishna, Krishna, I don't deserve this, but you have given me so much. Krishna, you are so nice. Krishna, you are so wonderful. Constant appreciation of Krishna automatically makes a devotee feel, I am useless. Rather than beginning with, I am fallen, I am useless, then you get into depression because there is no Krishna in the picture. So let us begin first with Krishna in picture, you know. So that is very important. Because Krishna loves us, it's a fact. However, of course, we are fallen, we are unqualified, there is no doubt about it. We should never think that we are qualified to practice bhakti. But at the same time, Krishna loves us, it's a fact. Just like Krishna is not allowing our disqualifications to come in his relationship with us, we should also not allow our disqualification to come in our love for Krishna. Yes, Krishna loves us. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that each devotee has a unique relationship with Krishna, which means Krishna enjoys a special rasa with each devotee. There is a special service which devotee can offer. So we can glorify Krishna, and why should we deprive Krishna of that? No, we want to love Krishna, although we are fallen. Like our one disciple told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I am fallen, I am insignificant. Krishna has so many wonderful gopis, Krishna has so many gopas, Krishna has his father Nanda Maharaj and mother Yashoda. So many people are serving Krishna, Krishna is wonderful, all his devotees are great, I am so insignificant, what is my use? Why will Krishna ever be interested in me? So Prabhupada said, if you hurt your finger, when you go to a doctor, will you tell the doctor that, doctor, I have 9 fingers proper, so let this finger go away, no problem? No, you will repair that finger also. Similarly, Krishna has unlimited devotees, but Krishna doesn't think that, oh, I have so many devotees, let this fellow go away. No, Krishna is interested in you also. So you are significant for Krishna, Srila Prabhupada told. So we can celebrate the fact that despite being fallen, Krishna loves us. And the proof of Krishna loves us is we have got association of devotees. We are chanting Hare Krishna. We have got seva. We have got scriptures. We have got Bhagavatam classes. So this is a proof that Krishna loves us and Krishna has not rejected us. One Jananivas Prabhu was told by one devotee that, Prabhuji, why Radha Madhavji, why Madhav is playing flute? Because Krishna plays flute to call gopis and Radharani, and all the Ashtasakis are there only with Krishna. And Radharani is also there only. So why Krishna has to play flute? So Jananivas Prabhu said, because Madhav wants to call you. He wants you to come to him. So we can celebrate on such appearance and disappearance days of Goswamis how Krishna loves us, and he has sent the Goswamis, he has sent so much literature, he has sent so much festivals, he has given us such a wonderful process. And with gratitude and appreciation for Krishna's gifts, we can glorify and remember these Goswamis. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. So to conclude, I was just thinking if we could all chant the Shadu Goswami Ashtakam together. We have 10 minutes. Akinjan Krishna Prabhu, can you please chant? We will all chant with you. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raguna, Shri Jeva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raguna, Shadu Goswami Prabhu Gan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. वंदे रूप सनातन रघुयुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ कृष्णोत्कीर्तन गान नर्तन परौ प्रेमामृतांभोनिधि धीरा धीर जन प्रिय प्रिय करो निर्मत्सरो पूजितो श्री चैतन्य भुवो भुर्भुवो हरावहं तारको वंदे रूप सनातनौ।